Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And I am your host today, Ann McNeil, and we are talking to you about the fact that we are
Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC Talks Radio. Today we have a pre-recorded show for you with our host Rachel and our guest Dr. Ravona Mitchell. Before we move into our pre-recorded portion of our show today, I would like to make our listeners aware of the Construction Management Development Program that will be offered at Florida Memorial University from January 23, 2013 through May 8, 2013. The National Association of Black Women in Construction, in conjunction with FAMU, will offer the Construction Management Development Program, which will provide comprehensive instructions in the area of business administration, business operations, and project management for construction and construction-related industries. The Construction Management Development Program will enhance the management and technical skills of your firm through classroom instruction and technical assistance and on-the-job training. For additional information, you can call 786-473-0232. Again, that's 786-473-0232, or go to nabwic.org. NABWIC.org. The courses offered will include business management, construction accounting, construction math and estimating, contract specifications and law, plan reading, and scheduling for FDOT projects. The course runs from January 23, 2013 through May 8, 2013. Again, that will be at Florida Memorial University. The space is limited for this program, so do not delay. Again, you can call 786-473-0232 or visit us at nabwic.org for any additional information. So without any further ado, I would like to turn the program over to Rachel and our guest, Dr. Ravona Mitchell. Rachel?
Good morning to each and every person calling in this morning. We are super excited to have you on the line this morning. This is NABWIC Talks. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And we are super excited to have you calling in this morning from across the country. This morning we will be speaking with Dr. Ravona Mitchell. It's going to be a very, very exciting conversation. So we're hoping that each and every one of you has an opportunity to listen to the full show. We also want you to understand that at any time you can go over to nabwic.com, add yourself to our mailing list so that you are always aware of upcoming shows and upcoming guests. So we're so excited to have each and every one of you on the line. Why don't we just take a moment? You can go ahead and state your name and where you're calling in from.
This is Ravona Mitchell from Atlanta.
Welcome to the call, Ravona. We're super excited to have you on this morning. Everybody else that's on the call will take about 20 seconds, and we'll go ahead and allow you to introduce yourselves and where you're calling from.
This is Melanie Painter calling from Miami.
Glad to have you on the line this morning. Ladies, we will have women calling in from across the country. Many of us are professionals in the construction industry or in sideline industries where the construction industry makes a difference to our business. Also this morning, we will be speaking with Dr. Ravonna Mitchell. It is such an honor to have her on the line this morning, and we're going to go ahead and get that talk started. Just understand that directly after the conversation, we will open the lines and give you an opportunity to become a part of the conversation, maybe to Ravonna. And then from Miami, Florida, I will be your host this morning. And again, if you know of anyone that would appreciate being a part of this call, feel free to jump on another line, send them an invitation, a text message, and invite them to listen in, because this will be having a very, very exciting call. So let's go ahead, jump right into the call. Good morning, Ravonna. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. And how are you doing this morning?
Girl, super excited. We're so glad to have you on the call this morning to really share with all of our listeners. What we want to do is just take a moment to just kind of have give people an opportunity to get to know you. Tell us how you came to get connected with NABWIC.
Oh, actually, I have one of my classmates, Ann McNeil, was sharing with me about the organization. Sound wonderful, and I was very excited to see what was happening, what was going on. I'm one of the ones who have a sideline business, so Ann pulled me in, and I'm very grateful. I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of the young ladies, and it's just so exciting just to be a part of the organization and to see the vision and where we are going. So I'm excited about what NABWIC has to offer, and I would encourage everyone to take a moment, understand the organization, more importantly, become a part of it, because I sincerely believe this will help everyone in their business.
Wow, Dr. Ravonna Mitchell, listen, what we want to do is maybe have an opportunity to get to know you a little better and a little more about your business. So tell us about yourself and how you started your business and what your business is about.
Okay, originally I was born in Philadelphia, stayed there probably approximately like 9 years, moved to West Palm Beach, and I was there for probably a good seven or 8 years, and then I left and went to college, went to Clark Atlanta University, majored in accounting, have my undergraduate degree from Clark as well in marketing and finance, and then I have my PhD degree in finance. I have siblings. I actually have 3 sisters and 2 brothers. Came from a single-family home. And then my mom, she believed in education, so all of us have at least a bachelor's degree. Some of us have our MBA degree and higher degrees. But I have to laugh because it wasn't until I left Riviera, actually Riviera Beach, which is maybe 5 miles from West Palm Beach, that I realized then, hey, look, I was kind of poor and just didn't know it. So I had an opportunity to go to Atlanta, visit some of my friends' homes and looked at their lifestyle and how they were living and like, they were living in such awesome, beautiful homes, and just the experience of going to different cities and states and just seeing what was happening. And I have to give my mom credit because she shielded us away from the true difference of living, the difference living styles, living as a middle class versus living as a lower class. So I certainly have to say I appreciate her doing that. I am married. I have 2 children, married to a wonderful, wonderful father. He's absolutely phenomenal with the kids. I'm active, pretty active I own a real estate company. I'm a broker, and I also have an accounting business within the accounting business, we have a training segment of it as well, and the name of the company is called MTG Consultants Incorporated. We have an office both in Atlanta and also in Riviera Beach, Florida as well. So we operate out of the 2 locations. So if there's anything else, let's see what else. I mean, I can ramble on and on and on and talk about myself, but if you have any other specific questions, I'll be glad to address them.
Well, we're super excited to have you on the line and really to connect you with all of the women across the country that are in the construction industry or different associated businesses. But our question is, listen, how does your business model kind of infuse with the construction industry? How could women in the construction industry really use you to help them grow their businesses?
First of all, you know, you really can't do anything without having great books. So the very first thing I would say is that you have to keep excellent records to even stay in business. And number one, to be quite honest, to be in business. Because every year you've got to answer to Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam want to know all about what you're doing, how much money you made, how did you spend that money. So when you're looking in the construction business, you already know that you must have some type of accountability for all those funds, those millions and billions of dollars that you're bringing in. So it's just being accountable. So your question, how can we assist? Of course, we can assist by helping you maintain excellent records and maintain books that will prepare you to have wonderful, to have really some good. I would say, when it comes to being ready to file your 1120 S's or your 1120 itself, or if you have your, if you just have an LLC. We're ready to help you prepare your taxes, whatever it is that you need. We can do complicated taxes, easy to complicated taxes. So that's where we can assist when it comes to the construction business. Our business is to keep you in business.
Wow, I know that everyone on the line, especially the entrepreneurs on the line, are very, very interested in staying in business. Tell us about the size businesses that you work with. Do you work with startup businesses?
Yes, we can work with startup business. Okay, in accounting, of course, you're going to have those who just merely want their taxes done. So we can do individual taxes. We can do corporation taxes. It goes from $1 if you make a dollar to billions of dollars. So it really doesn't matter. So when we're looking at the type of businesses, if you're looking at the revenue, so it would certainly vary. So our clients go from individuals to small companies to large companies to nonprofit companies. So we have a mixture, a great mixture of businesses.
Well, I'm sure that everyone on the line is very, very impressed with how you've educated yourself and gotten your company up and running, because we all, like you said, are going to need someone like you. You're obviously a very inspired person. Just tell us kind of where you're drawing some of your inspiration from to be such a hard worker.
Well, you know what? First of all, and I can't do anything without the Almighty. And God, by all means, has been my inspiration. And I have to, when I say that, I have to say He's pretty much been my provider. He's just awesome. He's my omnipotent one. So I have to say my strength definitely comes from the Creator, the Almighty. So, and then too, leaving the beginning, saying that, you know, the very first, if I had to list Jesus, God being first in my life as the one who has been pretty much my inspiration, then I have to look at those who, my mom, I would say my mom, because I'll never forget how my mom worked three jobs just to support all of us, and I am from a single family home, and it's interesting to see her go from one job to another job and to another job, and I knew for a fact that is certainly not what I wanted to do. So she was a great inspiration, realizing, okay, what are some things that she did that I don't want to do? But understand, I love my mom to death. I just, you know, it's just that she worked so hard just to support us. And I knew for a fact I don't have any problems working hard, but I certainly just didn't want to work 24 hours and had barely had an opportunity to get some sleep. So I have to say my mom was another inspiration in my life in that she showed me that that was pretty much not the way that I wanted to go as far as working and working extremely hard. Because I always say there's a difference between working hard and working smart. My mom was a very hard worker, and understand at that time, based on her education level, that's pretty much all she was able to find. That was all she could do unless she had gone back for additional education. So I guess that was one of the reasons why she stressed to us the importance of all of us being educated so that we wouldn't have to work as hard as she did. So it's kind of like where I kind of get my inspiration from.
You know, Dr. Mitchell, so many people on the line right now are just, we really can relate to so many of the things that you're talking about right now. And one of the here inside of this organization that we really, really believe in, and I'm sure that having a relationship with Ann McNeil also understand that we're always looking to increase. We're looking for expansion. We're looking to you, Dr. Mitchell, about your vision. Where do you see your company going within the next 5 years?
Okay, I have to say that one thing we do is that we do go out and we seek bids from the government. So one of the things I would really like to see my business take off is to pretty much, I want to be able to put at least 100 people to work, those that are unemployed. And the way that I figure I can do that is that when I successfully win one of the very large bids with the government, my goal would be just, I would say, in the year's time, is to go ahead and to put some unemployed people back to work. We've got to do something for our economy, and I think that if we all that are in business think of some strategies and some ways that we can employ people, I think that would certainly be great. And that's my vision, and of course my vision is to do that for MTG Consultants, Inc. So that is definitely something I'm looking forward to doing.
Wow. Well, Dr. Mitchell, I have definitely enjoyed this conversation. We're about 15 minutes into our call. We definitely have some people that want to join in the conversation, maybe ask you a question, give a comment, or thank you for being on the line this morning. So what I want to do is open up the phone lines this morning. Feel free to mute your phone directly on your handheld if you're not asking a question. But if you're on the line this morning and you have a question, go ahead and join in the conversation and pose a question to Dr. Ravonna Mitchell.
Dr. Mitchell.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Ann.
Good morning.
This is Ann McNeil.
Okay. How are you, Ann?
I'm great. Thank you. I learned a lot about you this morning. I thought I knew you well, but I learned a lot. My question is, can you share with our radio listeners your experience with NABWIC and the Congressional Black Caucus experience from Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago, please?
I certainly will. First of all, let me just say, NABWIC, thank you so much for affording me the opportunity to go to the Congressional Black Caucus. I tell you, I was just so the professionalism to witness a lot of just to sit around and just look at what was going around us. And I think that sometimes we have to leave our comfort zone and maybe just go, just get up and go. You'll see a totally different world. And as much as I travel, this is my very first time going to the CBC, and I was just so excited about what I saw. Now, as far as I really had an opportunity to meet one-on-one with my congressman, John Lewis, some other congressmen like Hank Johnson, had an opportunity to sit in on some of the workshop sessions that were offered, and I learned so much. The everything was just absolutely phenomenal. And then turned out NABWIC had a first-class, just a first-class reception. Folks were coming in, heads were rolling. I was just totally impressed. On a scale from 1 to 10, it gets a 20. It was overboard. It was absolutely just great. I would never miss another one. If God is able, I will be there. So there was just a wealth of knowledge that was shared, and it's just to see what was going on. I always said the D.C. was full of lawyers, but you know what? What we saw was the people that were just full of professional people all in one location. Phenomenal. So, Ann, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And thank you. Thank you, NABWIC, so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. That was my question.
You're welcome.
Wow, thank you. What we want to do is open the lines again. That was absolutely awesome. Anyone who missed that event, we are all sitting here like, oh, gee, how do we do that? We would definitely be there next year. So thanks for that, Dr. Mitchell. Anyone else on the line that wants to join into the conversation, ask a question or share a comment with Dr. Ravonna Mitchell this morning?
Good morning. This is Melanie Painter.
Hi, Melanie. How are you? Melanie was a young lady I met as well. Beautiful lady. It was my pleasure meeting you too, Melanie.
Same here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My question to you is more on a personal note. I just noticed for the first time that you are Dr. Mitchell, and as somebody who is trying to pursue that myself, I just wanted to know how hard it is to really grasp the concept of attaining a doctorate. You know, I have my bachelor's degree.
Let me just say, my situation was a little different in that it took me a lot longer because I was trying to raise a family and I was doing it really it was less than part-time. It was really less than part-time. But I sincerely believe, because I do teach a master level finance course at one of the local universities here in Atlanta, and most of the quite a few of the students do go back for the doctorate degree, and I think that you can probably get one in maybe 4 years. You should be able to attain one in like 4 years. And I think most of them, and I think that the key is, Melanie, my when I look at it, and if I had to do it all over again, the advice that I would give myself and to others is to work on the dissertation as you're also working with your classwork. I think that that would be the key, because once you have completed your courses and also you've completed your comps, then you're trying to go back and you're trying to do the dissertation, sometimes it can get a little frustrating. So while you're writing papers, the strategy would be, I would think, is to write papers that will actually promote the chapters of your dissertation, and that would make your life a lot easier. So that way you could probably reduce the time. And you have a lot of people who have gone through the doctoral program, but unfortunately they have not completed that dissertation. And you will hear the term used, ABD, all but the dissertation, and that's because it can get to that point where everything has to be approved. And I don't know if I can always say that it could be political. Some cases it may be. But that's why I strongly advise students to go ahead and to work on their dissertation while they're also working on the various required papers for their classes. So that would be the number one strategy. And the difficulty level, Melanie, it really isn't that difficult. The thing about a PhD is that you really just stay in school a lot longer than the average. But if anybody has ever attained it, you know it's attainable. And so if you're thinking about going back, much success, good luck, and you can contact me for more information. I'll be glad to assist.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wow, with such a wealth of information coming in this morning. Okay, well, Dr. Mitchell, here's what I think we should do at this point. People definitely are going to want to reach out to you. So what we want to do is definitely give you that opportunity to give your business name, your phone number, any email addresses you have, websites, anything where people can visit and learn more about you, your business, and what you all have to offer. Let's take this time for you to go ahead and give out your contact information. Over to you, Dr. Mitchell.
Thank you very much. That's Ravonna Mitchell, R-E-V-O-N-N-A, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, with M as in money, T as in Tom, G as in great, MTG Consultants Incorporated. My website is MTG Consults, consults.com. My phone number is 404-622-1914. Again, that phone number is 404-622-1914, and that is MTG Consultants Incorporated.
Thank you so much for being a part of our call this morning, Dr. Ravonna Mitchell. We have learned so much. It is really going to help us get ourselves off to a very, very exciting day. And we're just so glad and so honored that you took time out to have a conversation with us this morning. And to all of our listeners that are on the line this morning, be sure to feel free to reach out to Dr. Mitchell as she grows her business and as you grow yours. Here on NABWIC Talks, if you would like to revisit and listen to this interview again if you missed any part of it, or if you want to grab that contact information that we spoke of right there at the ending, you definitely want to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. That's N-A-B-W-I-C, National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we invite you to become a part of our organization. If you want to join our mailing list so that you are aware of all upcoming calls, all upcoming radio shows, all upcoming guests, you definitely want to go over to nabwic.com and go ahead and join the email list so that you are made aware of all of the exciting conversations that we have, remembering that you are definitely welcome to join in to the conversation. We also invite you to join our organization or be a guest and be a part of one of our future conversations. We know that so many of you across this country are building and growing in business. We want to help you, and we definitely want you to help us. What we're looking to do is bond together as entrepreneurs and as women in business, women in the construction industry, and assist each other in growth and in camaraderie. So definitely join the organization. Go over for more information. Go to nabwic.com. Learn more about our organization and join the mailing list. We want to thank each and every one of you for listening in to this radio show this morning. Remember that we are on the air each and every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Feel free to invite friends to our calls. And again, go to blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC to look and learn about any of our future guests that we will have on the call. We definitely want you to be a part of all future conversations. So again, Dr. Ravonna Mitchell, we are super excited about you being a part of our call of this morning, a part of our radio show. We know we're also excited about any future involvement we have with you and your business, all that we will be able to learn from you. And so thank you so much for being on the call this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and thank you for all that you do for NABWIC as well.
Thank you so much, girl. Listen, you ladies go out and have an amazing day and have a productive, prosperous day. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida, and we definitely look forward to hearing you on the show next week. Thanks for calling in this morning, and remember, spread the word. Have a great day. Bye-bye.